Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
Hello.
Eric and Trish. Greg on assignment will be here later on. This is in honor of the release of Vacation.
Yeah, it's Breakthrough Entertainment's vacation show. Just kick back, relax, and if you can't go out of town, just have fun with us here for the next 2 hours now.
This is like the sad version of the song.
It is, but yeah, you got to see the movie. Why? You know, you never know what might happen. Matt Pond, PA.
And guess what?
Holiday Road.
This hour brought to you by my friend, Conrad Cogashell, owner of Arrowhead Wealth Management, the best at creating and protecting your wealth. He's a great financial planner, I got to tell you. And of course, he's the star of Money Health, heard the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. on Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. You can hear that streaming live at breakradioshow.com.
Where you can also go and click on archives and hear the beginning of the show if you missed the first hour where we reviewed Vacation. We are giving it three thumbs up, though.
Three thumbs up. And one last
thumbs.
Thing. Thrums.
Thrums. Yeah,
I
got a thrum.
Hey, we should do cigars now.
No. There you go.
Are you just happy to see me? Okay, 623-888-3210. That's a banana, I know. 623-888-3210 is Conrad Cogashell's number. Call him. You won't regret it. Back to Joseph J.
You also won't regret if you go see Vacation, and in the film, you know, the Griswolds are traveling across the country to get to Wally World. So
In a car,
in a Tartan Prancer.
Which was really Magic Mountain.
Wait, was it Magic Mountain?
Was it? Really? Was it?
Wow. Okay. Well, it was really cool, so maybe we'll have to go there. Road trip. But, you know, in order to get there, though, they, and therefore we, have to get through Arizona.
That's right. We have to.
Well, yeah. Only halfway through. We're kind of in the middle.
Yeah, but you know what?
We can make
a detour, make sure we visit a few things like the Grand
World's
Canyon.
World's biggest ball of string.
Well, we could do that.
The Thing. Have you ever seen The Thing?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Saw the movie The Thing.
Don't you ever
Bobby
see
Bobby saw Joseph.
All right. No.
The Thing.
That's too far.
Haven't you seen the signs on the highway, The Thing?
No. What is that thing?
I don't know. I've never seen it, but I've heard about it.
You know, it's that thing.
Well, our next guest might know because, you know, the Griswolds take a stop. They stop over they do some whitewater rafting in the Grand Canyon. They do some other fun things at the Four Corners Monument that you'll have to see the movie in order to find out.
They try to.
I'm sure that some other people try as well. But someone who's going to tell us about all the wonderful things that we could do and the Griswolds can do if they were to take a road trip through Arizona. From the Arizona Office of Tourism, we are honored to have Marjorie Magnuson. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes, and I'm going to reveal something. Marjorie has never seen any of the Vacation movies.
Never.
What?
Is that right?
It's sad, I know.
Wow.
Maybe I'll see this one.
You've got to see this
one.
Just because you know you're going to have a lot of questions about the Grand Canyon and the Four Corners Monument.
Yes, this will all be for professional research, I'm sure.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
You have to see all of them before you see this one, though, to understand how it all flows.
Okay. Well, what I do know is that don't they sort of have disastrous experiences all along the way?
They do. We want to steer people clear of that, but at the same time, it can be fun.
I don't want anybody to have any disastrous experiences in Arizona, and quite frankly, I think they probably worked hard to have that, because you can't have a disastrous experience in Arizona. It's too wonderful.
True.
You're definitely correct. Marjorie, tell us what's the most common question you get when people want to visit Arizona?
Everybody knows the Grand Canyon. They don't always know it's in Arizona or completely in Arizona, but the entire Grand Canyon is in Arizona, despite what our neighbors to the west might try to promote, the Northwest.
Yeah, we got to get rid of them. Let's hope they succeed from the...
That's kind of our signature. You know, we are the Grand Canyon state, and so it at least kind of puts in perspective where Arizona is. So that's always a great entree when we're talking about coming and visiting Arizona. And so many Arizonans have not even been to the Grand Canyon. Okay, so I haven't
Eric was
seen
saying
the
earlier.
Movie.
I haven't been there.
Eric has.
You're
yeah.
right.
Yes, exactly. I haven't seen the movies. You guys haven't seen the Grand Canyon.
No,
and that's
no I have done Havasu Pie, and so I've been in the Grand Canyon. Yeah. And also when I was younger, my family took me to the Grand Canyon, and it was just beautiful, but I was too young to truly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, most people go to the South Rim.
Okay.
The South Rim is just north of Flagstaff, about an hour and a half, and that is open year-round, and it has the most services.
Okay.
So the most hotels, restaurants, gift shops, all that kind of organization is at the South Rim, and so that's where the majority of people are visiting when they are going. It's the easiest accessible rim for us here in Phoenix as well. It's the closest. But there's the North Rim. From the South Rim, it's about 4 hours to get to the North Rim.
Wow.
You could pretty much throw a stone, not literally, but I mean, you can certainly see the North Rim from the South Rim, but you have to go up and over and around. And the North Rim is only open during the summertime because it's 1,000 feet higher in elevation. Mm. It gets a lot more snow, so they don't maintain the roads. And then there is the West Rim. And the West Rim is on the Hualapai Nation, and that is where the Skywalk is located. And the Hualapai Nation is headquartered in Peach Springs, and they have a one-day whitewater river rafting tour.
Mm.
Now, when they were in the movie, did they go for several days?
No, they were there very briefly, and their tour guide was very depressed.
You cannot be depressed. I've actually been on this whitewater rafting tour. It's a one-day. Basically, it's on Old Route 66 is where Peach okay. Springs is. So between Flagstaff and Kingman, but to the north on historic Route 66.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Yes, exactly. So it's a double whammy of a great experience in Arizona. But you go and you spend the night at Peach Springs because you leave very early in the morning, and Peach Springs is several hours from either Kingman or Flagstaff, and you go down to the river. It's the only road that actually goes down to the river at the Grand Canyon, and you get on and you whitewater raft for one day. It's thrilling. It's
all day.
Freezing.
Wow.
It's spectacular.
What category is it?
Oh, golly, you would have to ask. It's not is it a 1 to 5 system?
I think it is,
yeah.
I think it's a 3s and 4s.
Oh, that's pretty
wow.
good.
Yeah.
That's a pretty
It's not
good
the 5, but you're definitely, you have a few immediately when you get in. And
so one day in the raft, the whole day.
Yes. So you get in, about 10 o'clock in the morning. You raft for a few hours. You stop and have lunch. You hike up to some of the beautiful waterfalls. Then you continue rafting. Not all of it's white water. You have some smooth water, and then you have some white water, and then you have some smooth water, and so on. And then you get to the base of where the Skywalk is located, and you helicopter up from the bottom of the river up to the rim. You can go see the get out and look over at the Skywalk if you want, and then you bus back to Peach Springs where your car is.
Wow, how fun is that?
Yeah, so it's a good 12-hour day. I mean, it's a solid 12-hour day, but it's real. And then spend the night at Peach Springs, and the hotel there is really nice. So
wow.
It's not like, it's not like camping.
Now, speaking of nice hotels.
Yes.
Where, this is on my bucket list.
Okay.
The hotel that is in the caves of the Grand Canyon itself.
Oh, Grand Canyon Caverns. So Grand Canyon Caverns is not actually in the Grand Canyon. It is located right next to Peach Springs, and it is along historic Route 66. It is a big limestone canyon cavern that you take an elevator down about 21 stories. And there they have now built a room, quote unquote, because it doesn't really, it sort of has demi walls, but no roof. So the whole cavern is your room, and you get to spend the night. It's only one little room, so only one person, one couple per night that can stay there. It's a little on the pricier side, but it is definitely something that should be on your bucket list.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. I mean, I'm like, we've only gone through one thing, and I'm like excited to do this.
Oh, there's so many now, things well, in Arizona.
The other thing, and I know this wasn't on the initial list that you sent me, but I mentioned in an email to you, the Four Corners Monument.
Yes.
They do some fun things, or they attempt to do some fun things in this movie. You could possibly imagine all the things that people try to do in four states at once. But
yeah. And I set the record, by the way.
Wow. Yeah. How many states did you? But so... This is an actual monument that we can go visit and see, right?
It is. It's a Navajo Nation Park. It is right where the Four Corners meet together. So it's a little out in the rural area. There's no towns right there. Most people will visit it if they're traveling from our state to another state.
Okay.
Typically Colorado, because that's kind of the roadway where it goes.
Is Holbrook close to it? Because that's where Holbrook, they stayed. I was wondering how accurate that is.
Yeah, Holbrook is sort of on the southern side of the Navajo Nation.
Okay.
And so that's how large the Navajo Nation is. It's so big.
Mm-hmm.
And Holbrook is such a fun place. Did they stay in the Wigwam Hotel?
They stayed, yes.
Of course. I have actually stayed there. It is so fun. We just giggled all night long because we were spending the night in a wigwam. It was hilarious. The kids were like, it's original. Look, the television, you have to push the buttons on the television. I'm like, not exactly original, but it is very much kept in the time that it was built.
Wow.
But it's fun. You have to do it. That should be on a bucket list, too.
Yeah.
And while you're there, also visit the Petrified Forest National Park, because it's just right there. And they just opened a field institute, which means they are doing classes now from August to October. So how cool would it be to go dig for fossils at Petrified mm-hmm. National Park?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things you can do. They're doing some guided hikes and photography tours and nature tours. So that's a great thing for families to do, too. And it's, you know, on Route 66 or on the east side of the state, which is actually I-40. And while you're up in that area, do you want to hear a secret place?
Yes.
Of course.
Rock Art Canyon Ranch. It's one of my personal hidden treasures because not everybody knows about it. And not everybody knows about it because they don't have a brochure or a website. You kind of have to be in the know. But you can get a phone number off our website, and it is a ranch that a rancher owns that he has now opened up to let visitors come to one of the canyons on his ranch that is just chock full of petroglyphs. Amazing, amazing. So he's built a little viewpoint where you can look out, or you can climb down the stairs into the canyon and be from the bottom looking up, and it's just spectacular.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
Yep. So you just call Brantley, and he'll tell you what time to meet him out at the ranch, and it's just really spectacular.
Give us Trisha's got another question for you, but before that, give us the website for the Office of Tourism.
Visit Arizona.
.com. VisitArizona.com. Great.
Excellent. Yep. Now, I just recently moved here to Arizona,
uh-huh.
and one of the things that I found out Arizona is known for also is their golf.
Golf.
So many golf resorts, but summertime is spa time, and I'm actually starting a new segment where I'm reviewing various spas around here. There are some incredible spas.
All of our spas are... Most of our spas are concentrated in the Phoenix metropolitan area, so Phoenix and Scottsdale.
Golden Door.
And then Tucson has some spectacular spas, and then Sedona. So those are your main areas that you want to do. There might be some spas sprinkled out around throughout the state, but if you're looking at those great big grands, make you feel super special, those are definitely the three areas you want to concentrate on. And we just have dozens and dozens. A lot of them are hooked to the resorts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best, is you can make a weekend or a week of it. I mean, in Sedona, they have a spa where you go for a week. That's kind of the whole thing. There's one in Tucson that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't just a zip in. You can, to most of them, zip in for an hour, but you don't want to. You really want to be pampered. And
well, and the facilities at the ones mm-hmm. I've been to so far, the facilities are so phenomenal. You want to spend the day there.
Yes, Definitely.
Or at least. At least.
Or a week.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So, Marjorie, you know about the thing, right?
I do.
Okay, can you explain what that is?
Well, I don't want to give it away.
Well, it's like 40 miles east of Tucson.
It's kind of a crazy place.
Is it worth going to?
Well, they have more than just the thing. It's a museum.
Right.
They have a funky museum that has changed over the years.
Have you seen the thing?
Yes.
I don't even know what the thing is.
Look it up on Google.
Yeah, you could probably Google it.
There's pictures on if you Google it.
Yeah. If for the amount of money and if you're just wanting a giggle, then it's maybe okay. I would warn families with littler kids. They now have all these displays of medieval torture.
Oh. Yeah, it looks like a pretty weird place. They even have a car that supposedly was owned by Adolf Hitler.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So maybe not for little kids.
No, or big kids.
Quite honestly, the thing looks like it's made out of paper mache.
Maybe.
Oh, wow. That looks sort of weird. Yeah.
It probably isn't, but yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah. So let me just a couple other things, Marjorie. What's the best kept secret in Arizona?
Another great place is that people think when you go south, it's just hot everywhere. And you can go down to the Chiricahuas out down in southeastern Arizona.
Yeah.
And they have mountain range, that sky island, it goes up to 10,000 feet. It's very cool. You can do some hiking or just picnicking or just looking out over the wonderland of rocks. And I would say that is another best-kept secret because a lot of people don't think of going south to keep cool.
Yeah, and, you know, I got to tell you, I just love Arizona, and I love the work you guys do. I've been in contact a couple months ago, Doug McKenzie, I believe he's probably still there, and I think it was Trish Latane.
Yeah, they work at the Phoenix Convention and Visitors Bureau. Phoenix?
Yeah, I think, well, it's supposed to, they're from Visit Phoenix. So,
right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but anyway, yeah, we really appreciate what you do. And actually, before you get off there, maybe you can give your number to Eric.
I've got her information. I'll give it
okay,
to you.
Okay, I'll get it. Yeah, I'd like to talk to you further. And Joseph, this is great.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I know you've got several other things, but we're running out of time in the segment. But I do want to ask you one more thing. Since the Griswolds in the movie, Rusty Griswold and his family, visit a hot springs. Now, of course, they think that they're visiting a hot springs.
They asked somebody on the side of the road
never
if there
trust
was a shortcut to the hot springs so
right.
They wouldn't have to wait in line.
Right. Never trust anyone with a rat, especially if he doesn't know if he has the rat on his shoulder. But we want to advise everyone to please wait in line for your turn when you go to these places because they are definitely worth it. My friends and I really wanted to go to Verde Hot Springs a couple weekends ago. We didn't make it there. Is that if my friends and I were to go to a hot springs, if we wanted to go to a hot springs, and especially after seeing the movie now, where in Arizona, what would you suggest? Where should we go?
I would suggest down in by Safford in southern on the eastern border, the Roper Lake State Park has a hot spring.
Okay.
And that is definitely a nice little area that, again, a lot of people don't probably know a lot about. It is on the warmer side. It's more high desert than we are here in Phoenix, so it's going to be somewhat cooler, but it's not pines, for instance. But they have a really nice hot springs there. I would definitely recommend Roper Lake State Park.
Well, fantastic, fantastic. Well, again, Marjorie Magnuson, the Arizona Office of Tourism, everyone go to all these places, but first check out visitarizona.com. I just love Arizona. I'm so glad that I live here. Marjorie, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And take care and have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And now we will take a short break. We will have our next guest on in just a moment, David Thorpe with Do I Sound Gay, a new movie that opened yesterday. This is Dancing Across the USA. I told you we'd hear a little more from Lindsey Buckingham.
You did promise me that.
This is the end credits to the original Vacation.
The original,
I don't remember
so you
this.
Sort of mixed and matched.
Yeah, of course.
I like
today's
it.
Show.
Excellent. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. I think it's time now.